what do you say?
Well, you'll have to start school now.
Oh, you ever say commence or take up school? Or?
Yeah, you'll have school commences and you'll have to go to school now.
I see.
That's what I always told my kids.
When you say he, when somebody doesn't go to school, what do you say?
They play hooky.
Anything else? Laid out or?
Laid out.
Back to school or?
No, I don't.
You never say that?
No, I just said you play hooky or you lay down to school.
Well, what would you say? The reason for going to school is, you know, to get a good
education.
Would you ever call it book learning or anything else?
Well, I never called it that, but somebody else, people has. I don't know that much.
Or, you know, after you finish, you know, after you finish going to school here, you might go away and go to
college.
Uh-huh. And what would you say when they first go to school, when you first sent your little boy off to school or something, you went to?
Went to learn.
Did he go to the, what, first grade or?
He went to the first grade. Well, they didn't have no grade
until
my children started school. They go to kindergarten when they first go.
Well, what did they call it? When they went to school, they didn't call it anything?
Just called it going to school.
I see.
You've started the school now. You must learn this and you must learn that.
And when you went to school, they sat on benches?
Yeah.
Well, what did they
sit on? When I first went to school, they didn't have no benches. They just had something. Well, some of them had benches and some of them didn't.
Uh-huh.
I sat around on the edge of the stage when I first started.
And when you, what did you call it? What do they sit in now?
They sit in desks now.
Uh-huh. Or one, your child would have one of his own, you know?
Yeah, each child has a desk of his own nowadays.
And what do you call the, where you pick up your mail?
Well, we watch it. Mailbox and just get our mail out.
Do you ever go in town to the big place?
No, we don't never go to town to pick up mail. We just go out in the mailbox and get our mail out of the mailbox.
Where does the mail come from?
It comes from Dalton.
Or is there a big place in Dalton where it comes from?
Yeah, post office.
I see. And how about books? Have you ever go in town to get books? You know, or where would you go to?
We'd go to the library, I guess, get a book.
Okay. Well, Dalton, don't they have a big place for people to stay in overnight?
Yeah, a hotel.
The hotels? Uh-huh. And do they have a, you know, a place to go to the movies?
Yeah, they have movies down there.
What would you call that?
The Martin Theater.
Uh-huh, and would you ever call it anything else, like a opera house or?
Drive-in.
Oh, I see. And how about where the doctors work? Where you go if you're real sick?
That's a hospital.
Uh-huh. And the ladies who work there? The
nurses.
Uh-huh. And what would you call a place where the train comes in?
Depot.
Uh-huh. Or a railroad station or something?
I guess you call it a railroad station.
Uh-huh. Okay, you know, in some places they have a big place in the middle of the town, you know, it's with grass and trees and stuff.
That's a park.
Or would you ever call it a square? Or?
I don't know. I ain't never called anything but a park.
Well, I think it's so pretty because I went to school in a place where they had a big place with, you know, trees and grass and benches and stuff.
Well, that's what I'd call a park.
I see. If you're walking across like a field at an angle, you know, you're not walking straight across, or what would you call that?
You go across the angle, across the park, or you go around it, or?
Would you ever say you zigzag, or you go catty corner?
You go in most any way across the park.
Uh-huh.